The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I woke up in the morning
with Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.
That is Sugar Ray every morning in a Playhouse Flush the Format Friday. Y94 is the number one hit music station. 10 below outside in Fargo Moorhead. Cold wind chill advisory, in fact. In effect until noon tomorrow. Wind chills at points today could reach 15 to 25 below zero. And overnight, 35 below zero. Very, very cold in Fargo Moorhead. Dangerous cold. Make sure you dress yourself and the children accordingly. Don't leave the dogs outside too long. Now, Rat, for this one, I guess you're going to have to set up your entire conversation here, because I'm not sure I know what it is that you wanted to talk about.
Well, my parents have been moving out of the house that I grew up in, and it's basically, you know, they've been cleaning everything out, and they had this attic space, and I thought I had everything of mine out of their place, and they found a box of old trophies from high school, and I ended up bringing it back home, and the wife was kind of like, well, we could donate these or throw them away. And I was like, I'm not throwing away my old trophies. Why would I throw my old trophies away?
Maggie, are you thinking the same thing I am?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you want to say it or should I? Rat, you're a multi-talented man. You grew one hell of a beard that truly won over Fargo Moorhead. But if there's anything you're not, it's probably athletic. What in God's name are these trophies from?
Well, yeah, and that's a very fair assessment. The majority of them are from, like, speech and theater activities.
All right.
But they're kind of that thing, like, you know what? I want them back in the day. I want to keep them. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of people that have, like, those mementos from high school that they kind of hang on to. Like, why would I throw these away?
So what you want to launch into would be the thing that you're keeping from back in the day, like high school time, and you're an adult now, but you will never get rid of it.
Yeah, and okay. It doesn't have to be trophies. I mean, we don't all have to be talented.
Yeah.
It can be anything, like, you know, your old Letterman jacket. How many times do you see people pull that out, and then they try to put it on, and it's like, yeah.
You know what the saddest person is? And you see this person occasionally, like at the mall or something. The person that clearly has been consistently wearing their Letterman jacket, and they're like 23... Even like, I don't know, a year out of high school, I'm sorry, it's time to put it away. You look creepy.
Yeah, and I get it if you're going back for a homecoming or something like that. But yeah, outside of that, when you see that dude in the bar, and it's like, why are you wearing a high school Letterman jacket? This is weird.
Yeah, the balding guy wearing his Letterman jacket that has three kids already, it's probably time to put it away. The pregnant cheerleader or ex-cheerleader wearing her Letterman jacket, it's time to put it away.
I guess I can't say anything. I'm the guy holding on to trophies from high school.
Well, what is the purpose of those? Is it just completely sentimental, or because they're just going to sit in a box,
yeah,
right?
It is. Accomplishments. Mm-hmm. It's memories. It's, you know, you can, because I totally had forgotten about most of that stuff, but just looking at it, it's like, oh, I remember that.
On the topic of random stuff from back in the day in high school, but now you're an adult and you're never going to throw it away. Maggie, do you have anything?
The only thing I can, like, pictures and yearbooks, and I don't know why I still have them. They're in a tote. I never look at them. They're just in the house.
Is the problem with this entire conversation for me?
Uh-huh.
I'm a tosser.
Yeah.
I throw away things at times I even need. I can't tell you how many times I'm like, what did I do with, oh, I threw it away. I actually, not too long ago, and found the box with all the yearbooks and crap in there, and trophies, ironically enough, also from not anything impressive. And I threw all that crap away because I don't need that. It's just clutter. I don't want any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage. I have a memory for
I
now.
Can't
That's
throw
why
stuff
I
like
it.
That away. I don't know why. No, I can throw all Ray's crap away just fine, but my stuff, nope, it stays.
I even have like a homemade yearbook from 7th grade that still has all the stay cool, see you next year, stuff like that. I don't know why. I just like keeping this.
Yeah, we all know your yearbook was signed for Mrs. Patterson. I said, thank you for being such a good student.
In home ec.
I hope next year is better.
You'll go far in life. Yes, I will.
Random mementos from back in the day you're still hanging on to. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Get down.
Put your hands up to the sound. The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Counting Crows, Mr. Jones. That is the sound of a Flush the Format Friday. Y94's the number one hit music station. 8:26 in the morning, 10 below outside in Fargo-Moorhead. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Good morning. So Rat, I guess, is just a big old sentimental guy. You emotional dude, you... Trying to think of a word and it didn't come out of my mouth.
Emotional dude.
He can't let go of his high school trophies and he can't let go of that beard on his face. I mean, he just holds on to things. Mm-hmm. Is there a memento from back in the day that you will never get rid of?
Well, I think it's going to be similar with everybody. Your yearbooks, your little awards that you get, whatever they're for, athletic or academic. And I was listening to you talk about how you just tucked him away, and I understand... At the, you know, everybody's got their stages, and it's cluttered right now, but one thing I noticed is my kids are older, they're hitting that junior high, high school age, and now that stuff's become interesting again because they want to see what I was like at their phase in life and compare the differences. And so I'm kind of glad I kept on to all of that stuff.
I will regret that is what you're telling me.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. Well, the memento you have from back in the day, thank you so much for calling, by the way, 2378, you can text 35270, a rarity for me, I can't even participate because I throw everything away. There's stuff I probably need in today that I've chucked recently, and then I look for it and I'm like, ah, dang it, it's in the garbage.
See, and I haven't kept everything, like there's things that I don't know when I even got rid of, like the old Letterman's jacket or the class ring from high school. Where that vanished to, I have no clue.
I'm not even sure I invested in one.
Gosh, I didn't.
I'm so unemotional, Maggie.
I didn't get one either.
I'm glad. At least you can be a heartless turd like me. Thanks, Maggie.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to feel alone.
That's okay.
What's the memento you're hanging on to?
Oh, I got all kinds of them. I still have my prom dresses. I still have my Letterman jacket. I also am the super cool one that I went to the Backstreet Boys concert when they were in Grand Forks in 2001.
Hey!
Yeah, I still have the program, the ticket, the t-shirt.
Wow. And you're never going to let go of that, huh?
Ever. It's staying.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of thing. I mean, it's a collector's item. I mean, come on. BSB and GF, that's pretty amazing.
Big deal.
It really is. The memento you're going to hang on to.
Well, it's not exactly from high school. It's from childhood. But when I was a baby, my brother gave me his baby blanket, and I still have it, and I still sleep with it, and it's actually really embarrassing.
You still sleep with your baby blankie?
Yeah.
How old are you, hon?
22.
22? At what point are you going to be like, oh, no, I got to get rid of this? Never?
Probably when it, like, completely falls apart.
It deteriorates. There's, like, holes in it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's in pretty rough shape.
What memento are you still hanging on to? 237 hits, or you could always text us at 35270.
Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The world famous, incredibly talented.
Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
Talking about mementos you're never going to let go of. Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse at 237 hits. You can text 35270. What are we seeing for texted mementos?
We still have hair from Grandpa's first haircut. I have the
first.
That's a little weird. I have the first bowling ball I ever owned. It's cracked, but has my name on it. My wife's been pressuring me to get rid of it, but it's mine. My husband is 34, and he still has his baseball socks that he tries to wear when he plays softball, but they're so worn out, they fall down his legs, and yet he keeps pulling them up every 5 minutes because he loves them. Did I mention they're bright orange?
Your mementos, the fresh maker, that you're never going to let go of. 237 hits, you can text 35270. What's yours?
I have my diaries.
You have your diaries?
I do.
What kind of stuff did you detail in your diaries?
Just about everything.
Okay, borrow it sometime.
No. No one else can ever see it.
So you're just going to hang on to it? You're not adding to it anymore? It's
no,
completed? It's
no,
full.
No. Mm-mm, not adding
it?
To it. Just... I did read through it before my last high school reunion, just to check out, you know, who I was. Completely different person, though. It was interesting.
Now, would you ever let your kids read this?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay. Well,
just checking.
If maybe you ever want to publish that, that could be fun. Mementos from back in the day, and you're never going to let go of it.
Prom garter belt.
A prom garter belt.
Oh, more than one.
Well, I was gonna say, whose were those?
Well, my date.
Dates or date?
Well, I mean, it wasn't two dates at once, but, you know, over the years.
Yeah, hang on to those. Feel real proud. Remember the memories of earning those. I'm sure your current significant other doesn't think that's creepy at all. What are these?
stuff for the shop. Tool stuff. Used to bundle my tools together.
Do that thing you do.
Yeah. The Playhouse in the Morning.
Flush the Format Friday.
Yeah. Y94.
Playhouse Flush the Format Friday. Y94 is the number one hit music station that plays all the hits. We're Zero, Rad, and Maggie. Been talking about a 237 hits over our text club 35270. The idea of the memento that you're still hanging on to from years ago.
Well, that would be my letterman's jacket.
Oh, no.
But do you still wear it?
You're not like 45, are you?
No. Well, here's the cool part about it, because I have never, ever worn out or done anything like that with it. But the cool part is you know, now I'm 38 years old, and my oldest daughter is in eighth grade. And we actually moved back to my hometown, and now she'll actually wear that when she goes to school once in a while.
Oh, that's cool. So she can wear it to the same school now. That is real cool.
You know, I mean, it's the old style compared to, you know, that in with the kids now, that old retro style from the 90s, early 90s. And she thinks it's kind of a cool thing. But no, not like we've ever wore it out or anything like that, but we've always hung on to it. And now she actually gets the opportunity to, you know, she actually wears it out to her school sometimes for events.
Cool. No, that's real neat. We appreciate you calling in. As you guys look at the text there, what are we seeing?
Still got my high school letterman jacket and 101 Dalmatian pillow from being a kid. I'm almost 50 and still have all my stuffed animals from my childhood. I graduated in 2009 and wear my class ring every day. My hand feels naked when I take it off. I had also just taken my bow tie from my junior year prom out of my car. I still have all my old CDs. I don't listen to them, but I just can't get rid of them.
Hey there, what'd you still have?
Hi, I still have Mad Magazine from when I grew up.
How big of a collection of Mad Magazines do you have?
Maybe 400 or 500.
Oh.
They're in boxes, but in sleeves, and when my kids take them out to look at them, I make sure they're very careful about turning the pages and... They're 20 plus years collected.
I feel like that might be a way for you to make some money, huh?
Possibly, if I ever decide that I want to get rid of them.
Whoa. Well, listen, that's fun. We appreciate you calling in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Maggie, as you look at some of those texts at 35270, what are some of the mementos from back in the day that people still have and they're never getting rid of them?
Somebody's saying, I still have my first car from high school. I'm not actually driving it. It's in the field on a farm. A handprint gum saver from the 70s, and I still have the teddy bear I was given to me on my birthday. I'm 39 years old.
I heard you're in a bit of a text fight.
A text fight? Yes,
now.
I am.
You made a comment that you have a hard time throwing your stuff away, but you've been throwing a lot of Ray's old crap away. Is he not all that happy about it?
No, apparently he's listening and he's home and he's decided to clean.
No. Oh, no.
I know. Now I'm begging and pleading. Please don't throw it away.
Is there anything that you're kind of worried he's going
to
chuck?
Well, to be honest, I don't remember what's in them. And I can see him just like taking it and throwing it.
Like the whole
box?
So
like, I'd rather go through it. That's what he does. He's like you. He just throws things away. Yeah.
What I love is I'm not sentimental at all. I don't keep stuff. Oh, God, don't go through that and throw stuff away.
Me? Oh, no, I said I keep stuff. I'm kind of a hoarder with that kind of stuff.
You're not keeping, like, relationship letters, like
love notes from back in the day,
kind of, because that's the kind of thing he'll find, and I know he'll throw.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have any of those.
What's the memento you're still hanging on to? Hi.
I still have my baby blankie.
You still have your baby? Were you getting a lot of that? Baby bankies, huh?
Really? Oh, my God. I kind of was hoping to call in and be like, I hope that's not weird.
No, apparently it's not at all. How old are you?
I don't sleep with it.
Yeah, that is the difference. Like, there's people that are saying they sleep with them, which is like a different level.
Oh, well, I'm 25. No, it's on the shelf. It's there. I don't know. Maybe my kids will use it someday. I don't know. But it was the best blankie ever.
So is that why you held on to it? Is maybe something for your kids in the future?
No, I just think now I'm going to get married, so that's probably a good reason to keep it up.
Sure. Well, no, rock on with that baby blanket. Apparently, a lot of people have them, and you'd be surprised how many people are saying they still sleep with them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people. If you have a really good one, a memento from back in the day, certainly still text it to us. 35270, love to see that. In a couple of minutes, Miley Cyrus, final song, Beatdown. Celebrity Sizzler is next, too.
Love.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Oh, they rocked! Woo!
Y94.